K-O-K-O-R-O.
Japanese.
Kokoro.
Kokoro. My chest hurts. And I was like, mine does too. And then Jay Holland looks at us and he goes, it's great, isn't it? I've fallen off this scooter. Falafel's gone everywhere. I'm on my hands and knees trying to get my falafel back together, right? In the back. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, I hope no one noticed.
Hello guys, welcome back to Savage Appetite. I was saying to Alex just before we were about to film, I'm a bit nervous because it's been a little while since we've been back in this room.
How does one podcast?
I know, I was like, what's that intro again? But anyway guys, we are back. I know we've had a bit of a delay in our schedule, and for us, I mean, it's the least of our worries, to be fair. There's a lot of people out there who are probably swimming around. So.
Yeah, I think people are probably thinking on Tuesday, where is my Savage Appetites podcast?
Exactly.
What am I supposed to do? The world's coming to an end.
Forget the leak.
Dubai's flooding, half it's underwater, and to top it all off, Savage Appetites isn't on a Tuesday morning. How bad can it get?
Well, anyway, look, I hope you guys are all well and safe, and I know there's a lot of recovery processes happening right now, but I'm sure that you're all well and good because you're listening to us too. Day.
Yes.
And we're going to cheer you up with some just insightful food knowledge.
Yeah, we've got a ton of new places that we've been to in the last couple of weeks, like a ton. Mm. So we're going to give you loads of insights on like where you need to go, where the hottest food spots at the moment. Wow. We're also doing a catch up in the news. That's some news. Terrible news coming this way. Like catastrophic.
No way.
The worst news ever. The fact that it's not on the front of College Times, I'm surprised. You might want to turn off. It's traumatic.
Jeez.
And then after that, we're going to do a fun brackets challenge. This is Taz's brainchild. I think you guys are going to absolutely love it. Explain a bit more.
Oh, I'll explain it when we get to it. But
ooh, suspense.
Let's do a little catch up then. Anyway, look, first of all, housekeeping?
Yeah.
We were on the People of Dubai podcast.
Oh, yeah, we were.
And it just feels a bit weird because we haven't filmed so long.
Yeah, it's been like 3 weeks.
It's been a while since. But we were on the People of Dubai podcast with our lovely friends.
Co-hosts,
Annie and Holly.
Yeah.
They had us on to talk all things about us, the idea, the conception around the podcast, what we do, what we will do in the future. And there's some weird little food challenges we did. So go over to their podcast channel page after you listen to this, obviously. People of Dubai.
Finish this to completion,
yes.
100%. Don't mess with our stats.
Yeah, I will be watching
stats
as well.
100%. Once you hit that 100%, go over to the pod.
Yeah, exactly. And look behind you now. That's me. There.
And also, if you want to know how to plug your own podcast on someone else's podcast, listen to Taz in that podcast.
It's just business, baby. We're business. But anyway, go listen to it. Thank you so much, guys, for having us on anyway.
So last time we were in here, this is before Eid. So we've had Eid, which was 9-10 days.
Yeah.
We then also had the Great Floods. Noah's
Great
Ark
floods.
Of 75
years.
Dubai. Yeah.
Yeah.
Most rate. Eid, how was your Eid?
Because Eid was lovely. it was still raining because I went to Zanzibar.
You went to Zanzibar?
Went to Zanzibar. We had a mix of good weather and bad weather. It was the rainy season, so that's what we knew going into that. It was going to be like that. However, what a delightful place.
Yeah.
People are
amazing. Lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, people are amazing. The landscape is beautiful. We just had a nice 4 days there.
Food's good. Beach is good.
Food is good. I'd say food is good. In parts.
Yeah.
Good seafood. We went to a place called, bloody hell, it is called Cape Town Fish Market.
Okay.
That is in the capital of Zanzibar, which is called
Stone Town.
Stone Town. Which was lovely. I think that was one of my favourite meals of the trip. The rest of it, we were at a hotel, so and the food was okay. We went to actually an Arabic restaurant because it was part of the hotel. And it was woeful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was trash.
It depends. I find like with Zanzibar in Kenya, like if you're staying in a resort with some really good restaurants in the resort, you'll be fine. If you haven't got good restaurants or like good food in the resort, then
exactly. So, but all in all, what a lovely trip. I'd highly recommend everyone to go there. We saw some giant turtles or tortoises, as they call it. Beautiful water.
No, they don't.
It's a difference between a turtle and a tortoise.
But a tortoise isn't plural of a turtle.
No, exactly. I thought I saw turtles, but he's like, not a turtle, it's a tortoise.
Do you see it in the water?
No.
Yeah, tortoise.
Yes.
Yeah, tortoise, yeah.
These are
sea turtle.
Big mother effers.
Yeah, they're big
they're
old boys. 100
to 200 years old as well.
Yeah.
They're on an island called Prison Island. I won't go into reason
why it's
called
in the
that.
Prison.
Yeah, well, there was some deep shit that, you know, I want to go into that on the podcast, but yeah. they are massive. If you want to go see them, go check my Instagram.
Speaking of prison, I did not go away. I was just locked I was locked in the beautiful city. I was locked in the beautiful city of Dubai for 10 days. I spent an absolute fortune.
Yeah.
Basically didn't leave West Palm. Just stayed in West Palm for 10 days.
Yeah. West Beach? West Palm?
West Beach, West Palm.
Yeah, yeah.
West Beach, Palm.
You look like you had a very fun time though, my friend.
Yeah. It was great. It's great. I tell you what, one thing I will say before I bash it. Maison de la Plage.
Yeah.
Categorically.
Our favourite chef.
Our best mate. The best place on West Palm.
Yeah?
Possibly the Palm. It's so good.
Don't tell me why.
So you go in there, like, obviously, you know, you got Feb 30, Surf Club, Coco Bay, all kind of like copy-paste, little bit riff-raffy, little bit chavvy at times. Yeah. Then you go to Maison de la Plage. You walk in there. Everyone is beautiful. Everyone is stunning. Everyone's dressed lovely, apart from me. It's absolutely stunning. Beachside, they've got a huge indoor restaurant, outside beach area, right by the pool, palm trees. The service is immaculate. Like, Polton bought a pack of cigarettes. They came out on a little plate, already opened, with one already presented with a box of matches. Nice. Little touch like that.
That is so excellent.
The food,
we don't condone smoking.
The food was immaculate. Like,
steak. This is the thing now.
Oh, the steak was gorgeous. They had a potato gratin. They had langoustines. They had beef carpaccio with truffle. They had tuna carpaccio. It was just, honestly, the food is just world class.
Now, but the main thing, though.
The price.
Mm.
Yeah. It's a spenny old girl.
You're paying for it.
It's a spenny old girl. We were drinking a lot. It came to like 1,700 each.
Wow. That's a lot.
But we were there from like 2 p.m. to maybe like 10 o'clock at night.
That's a lot of beer.
We were there for a while.
Yeah.
And then if you go across the little bridge over the
pool, this bridge on the Insta post.
Yeah. You go over the bridge, over the pool. They've got this bar area. It's a vibe.
Is it?
It's a vibe. Like, the music's fucking... Music's epic. Like, DJ's really good. The mixologist, the cocktail guy, he knows exactly what he's doing.
I do want to go to
it's such a vibe
it.
And it's just like the people have just like oozed and class bar me and the boys, but like,
don't put yourself down, bro.
These people were like,
oh, they're yeah, like south of APs
France
and,
yeah, south of France or like Lake Como.
So you're ruining their vibes.
Yeah. So I want to be more like that. Well? I put the camera straight away. But honestly, Maison de la Plage, absolutely.
I do want to go there. I had a few friends who go there and say it's amazing.
Yeah.
So it's definitely more of a, is it going to be more of a, or not a summer restaurant? Are you going to go there in the summer?
No, summer, it's going to be a bit too hot. It's like, now is the time to go. It's kind of like Kaima.
Oh, yeah.
But like, I'd say the only problem is they've crammed so many chairs and tables out on this beach area that it's like quite close by. But at the same time, it gives it a bit of energy and atmosphere. But
yeah.
Chef Izu, I love you, boy.
Oh, I love that. Okay, then fine then. So you're just jumping into the eats of the week then.
Yeah, I just couldn't. I can help.
Should we go back and forth?
Yeah, go for it. You go.
I've got a few. I mean, there's been a few. So obviously, last episode we had the shawarma episode. Anyway, thank you for everyone who listened to that.
Yes.
That was one of our number one performing episodes to date. And we did the top three voter results.
Yeah, we did.
Now, one of those was Khalat Balbak.
Yes.
Your boy went there.
Oh, you went there? All right.
I went there. Oh, wow.
I got a message from a listener in Australia.
No. Oh, yes. Yeah, you did. I was like, who? But I know this person as well.
He messaged me. It was like, the lamb chops from Khalat Balbak are like...
Yeah.
Next
level. Our friend Tommy lives in Australia, used to live here. He messaged me as well. He's like, have you been to the butchery or did you go to the restaurant?
Yeah.
Anyway, I went to the restaurant to try the third best voted
shawarma. What's it saying?
In a rare instance, I actually preferred the chicken to the meat.
Interesting.
You know, I'm a meat boy.
Yeah.
I went chicken, I ordered both, obviously, in the Sarge bread.
Yeah.
And we ordered a fattoush and we ordered this feta. The feta was delicious, but it was just too much of the cream stuff. I like it a bit. I like the more of the crunch of the...
Yeah.
Just, it was just loaded. Yeah. So then by order, so the chicken one and the meat one. Chicken one, exceptional.
Yeah.
Delivered perfectly well. It was crispy on the outside with the Sarge bread. You can taste the char. When you walk into the restaurant, you can see the big old bloody...
Shawarma.
Shawarma's just oozing with fat, just dribbling. Oh. Put that in my
Stop
bread. Anyway,
talking
delicious.
Dirty to me.
I know. Delicious. Had the meat version. It was okay. But I think it was lacking a bit of sauce.
Yeah.
And the meat was reasonable. It was fine. Passable, but I was like, definitely the chicken one was better.
Size,
reasonable size. It wasn't they Price? Chopped up in
I hate it when they
three
do that.
Or four, whatever.
I hate when they do it. Don't chop my shawarma. Keep
it. They chopped it up, but you know. Oh no, did they? No, I'm telling a lie.
You're
the
thinking
picture,
about
it. The picture had it chopped up, but I added.
Good. Don't touch my shawarma.
Chicken one, delicious. Meat one, maybe give it a pass, unless you really want to try it.
Prices?
Prices, it was not expensive at all.
No. Like
20 to 30 dirhams for the interesting. Film. I think the total.
They don't have many grill options on their menu, though. I noticed that.
Well, to be fair, I kind of just went in there, and just flicked through, and went shawarma.
Ah, right. Okay, fine.
Because I did. It was supposed to be a snack before dinner.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to go in too much. But then what else?
I found a hidden gem, a proper hidden gem.
Gee.
Oh, it's so hidden. So hidden. I had to literally get my pickaxe out and find this bad boy. Like, it was proper hidden. So, like, I don't even know how I found it. There's a Uzbekistani restaurant called Uzbek Parsi. And I didn't even know if they had a restaurant or it was just catering. Like, yeah. I went down there. Don't speak a word of English. Like, full Uzbek people. Uzbek. You go through the restaurant, past the kitchen, and then you go into, like, the outside seating area. Luckily, my videographer is from Kyrgyzstan. So he was able to translate for me.
Oh,
so
I was that's so random.
So I was like, what should I have? He's like, you should have the plov, which is like their rice with meat. It's like their signature dish. Yeah, you should have the lagman, which is like these homemade pasta noodles with sauteed onion, celery, garlic and tomato.
Ooh.
With like really tender bits of meat on the top.
Love it.
And then we had some kebabs. Okay. So they had like beef, chicken, liver, and like
so all in, you tried it all.
So I went all in. Had the kebabs first. Sensational. Like,
yes.
They don't go shy on the seasoning. Smoky as hell. Really succulent.
Is there any points of difference to, like, say, it's, Iranian kebab?
It's similar to an Iranian kebab. It's just more, like, flavorsome? Umami. It's just more meaty. It's, like, a little bit more hearty.
Okay.
Like winter food, you know? Like winter stew.
Yeah.
Had that. Then I had the lagman. Biggest surprise. Wasn't expecting to like it, but it was really good. But then the plov comes out. And like this guy, he looks like Dagestani. He looks like Khabib Nurmagomedov's dad. God rest his soul. And literally, he's cooking the rice. He's stirring it around. He's pulling out these massive bits of meat that have been slow cooked. Chops them all up. Puts it back in the rice. And it's like,
man,
the meat is tender and succulent and salty. And then the rice is like fluffy, but it's got like a coating of oil where it's been in with the fat. It's just world class, and it costs nothing. Like, giving it away. Like, the kebab is like 12 dirham. I think the plov was like 30 dirham for like a big plate of it.
Okay, then where the hell is it?
In Al-Quz 2. Like, it's in a villa.
What's the name? Do we know the name?
Uzbek Parsi. Yeah, I've put
Uzbek
it on my... Uzbek Parsi is the name.
Is it legit? I posted it. Mate, just saying, come
legit.
Here, boy.
No, it's legit. It's legit. It's really, really good.
Oh,
proper
man.
Hidden. You never find it. You drive back. You've probably driven past it like 7 times.
Fair enough.
There you go. And that's what he does, people. He's just food, DXB.
He's finding the hidden gem. He's going back to his roots.
Go back to my roots.
Go back to your roots. I went to a new restaurant, which is just newly opened, actually. Me and Alex met each other at El Sakal a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
In Niger. In Niger. Just to talk a bit of a podcast business.
Mm.
Anyway, as I was leaving, there's a new restaurant open. Kokoro.
Kokoro.
Fuck. What are we doing? Anyway, it is the first hand roll sushi bar in Dubai.
What do you mean?
So basically, the sushi chefs are at this bar and they, you know, have you ever had a hand roll before?
Yeah.
Yeah? So they just get the sushi rice and they wrap it up and they give it to you, present it.
Oh, what? Like,
in the roll, like a roll.
In the nigiri?
Yeah. In the seaweed, yeah.
Seaweed, yeah.
Yeah, and the rice. But it's, you know, sometimes it's chopping them, but they give you the roll.
I see. Hand I thought roll. You meant like a roll. Like every place has sushi.
No, yeah. Like a hand roll.
Hand roll
and they go, okoro. Yeah. Are you in? Was it you who sent me?
I've been watching Shogun recently.
Yeah.
So my Japanese accent, very good.
So I went there. Anyway, it was in its soft launch. It's open full launch now.
Yeah.
Really delicious, delicate sushi on the menu.
I feel like there's a butt coming.
No.
No butt.
No, I mean, okay, there is
here
a
we
butt.
Go.
There's a little
I
bit
told
of
you.
Butt. There's a little
I
bit of butt. So you get the roll, right? And it's probably like, viewers, you're looking at about that. So you're probably looking about, what's that?
10 inches.
10 in, yeah. In Alex's world, it's 10 inches. In reality, it's probably like, Four and a half, three.
Eight or nine inches, maybe.
They have a variety of these hand rolls. I think one of them is like 35, 40 dirhams. And it's literally probably like a two biter.
Truffle and roe.
But it's obviously you can tell the ingredients are fantastic. Everything about it is delicious. It's delicate Japanese food. They have obviously a wider menu as well, but still quite a concise menu. Sashimi, et cetera. We had some of these salads, the star cucumber salad. We had the seaweed salad. Absolutely delicious. It is a little bit pricey.
Is it like a lunch spot? You go into a Sakao, you want sushi.
Yeah, it definitely. Kokoro. I think you can go in for lunch. I don't think it would be
dinner.
It's not like you go into like Zuma or anything like that. It's
a lunch spot.
It's a lunch spot. I think you could go for a dinner, for a nice cool dinner.
Okay, cool.
Do you know what I mean? We sat at the bar.
Oh,
well.
Cool.
That's kind of the
yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that.
Branding on point. I think it's from a chef from America. He's Japanese, but he's a chef from America, and he's brought this over to the UAE in Dubai.
Yeah.
And he's brought some of his boys with him to help set it up, and then they're going to go back.
Squad.
So, yeah, fantastic place. Highly recommend it. You are going to spend a bit of money if you want to try the wider range of it.
Out of 10.
I'd say for uniqueness as well.
No, you no uniqueness. Well, no, overall. Overall.
It's quality of the food?
Everything.
8.6.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that is decent then.
It is very...
I was 7 or something.
No, it's better than 7.
Is it? 8.6.
It's 8.6.
Hefty.
It's a bit pricey, but it's good. Not licensed either, though.
Okay.
So then, you hit me. Hit me with
the one that everyone wants to know. The review we've all been waiting for.
Dun, dun, dun.
Sailors, Dubai Hills.
Sailors, Dubai Hills. Now, I mentioned this a long time ago.
The new British chippy in Dubai Hills. Yep. I couldn't resist it any longer.
Yep.
I had to go see what it was saying.
Mm.
Okay. People pay attention because I've already had a ton of messages about this as soon as I posted the story.
Really? Okay, yeah, yeah. Fine.
People want to know. People want to know about this. So
now,
like,
we need to play this game a bit carefully now because I live, I was going to say upstairs, close to this restaurant. Yeah. So it is a bit of a little treat when I walk down.
Yeah. So like...
Go in.
If you've watched my post, by the time this is out, I would have done a post. This is the full review. This is the full exclusive deep dive into it. Okay. You walk into Sailors.
Yep.
Nostalgia.
Yes, it
smells like a chippy, looks like a chippy, feels like a chippy.
If you're from the UK, yeah.
Like the glass hot windows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You used to put chippy. Your hands on there because it was so cold outside.
Yeah.
It's a chippy. Love it.
Yeah.
Look and feel spot on. Go in there, check the menu, and what they've done is they've got different regional dishes for like
around
people
the UK,
from Wales, from Ireland, from Scotland, from Liverpool, and they've got everyone's favourite dishes. Fine. Happy with that. Had the cod and chip. I had the haddock and chips.
Haddock and chips.
Haddock and chips. Yeah. So we go in there. I managed to get behind the kitchen. I want to film this bad boy.
Yeah.
So they've got butter, big piece of fish, fresh, not frozen.
Yes.
Good touch. From Scotland. Imported from Scotland like a couple times a week.
We're talking quality here.
That's quality. In the batter, lovely clean oil. So it's not like dark brown. There's no bits floating in it.
Yeah.
Clean oil on that, which was a great thing for me to see.
Yeah.
Fish comes out, little bit of drainage. The batter's sticking to the fish. It's not falling off. It's not crumbly. Good. It's not soggy. It's crispy. Lovely. Yeah. Fries. This is why I think they're just missing the mark, okay?
Okay.
And it sounds ridiculous to anyone not from the UK.
Yeah, yeah.
The fries aren't soggy enough.
Oh, okay.
You know
okay.
what I mean?
Yeah. Like I know what you mean.
They're actual fries. They're actual chips.
They're close to, but I know what you mean.
But they're not soggy. You know, like the ones in the UK, they're just mashed together in one big...
Because it's in a... It's, big the reason that mess. Is because it's in the paper. It's wrapped
exactly.
up and it's got steam.
See, that's the thing. I thought maybe if these ones are in paper and a 20-minute...
Which that's how they do
and a 20-minute drive... I'm sure they'll be fine. But when you have them fresh, then they're not soggy enough. But that's fine. That's beside the point.
I like not soggy, by the way. But yeah.
Then gets the curry sauce and the mushy peas out. Flawless.
They have different types as well, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Perfect. Can't fault it. Then.
Oh, no.
Then he gets, I said, I'll have salt and vinegar on there. He gets the vinegar like this. And he goes.
Nah, I'm not having that.
He's going, can I have some more?
No. Boy, you got to lace
that. I literally got it off him and just went.
Yeah. You've
then
got
I got the salt.
Yeah.
Like in the UK, they literally molest your fish and chips with salt and vinegar.
If you got high blood pressure,
stay away from this.
Yeah, exactly,
I'll blow it completely. You'll explode.
You want to eat? You basically just want to eat. Basically, the chip is just a vehicle for the salt and the vinegar. That's all it is. Because you want. That's all it is.
The salt and vinegar vehicle. That's exactly it.
I'd be there like just squirting my mouth.
One of those. So I literally grabbed it off him, and I just molested it. And then after that, that was when I had like the proper home flavor,
authentic. Yeah,
fish is quality. Can't fault it. Batter good. It's 90 dirhams for haddock. I don't even think that's haddock and chips. I think it's haddock and chips.
It's
90 dirhams, like, that's expensive even in UK standards.
Yeah.
Now, I spoke to the guy who's consulting. Interesting, the guy who started Duckhook and then done Coterie.
Yes.
So he knows his stuff.
Oh, is
this guy? Yeah,
guy?
Really nice guy. He was like, look, I'll be completely open book with you. This is how much I pay to import this haddock from Scotland.
Yeah.
And it's a fortune.
Yeah.
So he's like, that's why we're charging 90 dirhams for a haddock.
Respectable then, I guess.
I get that. So like, if you, apparently he was saying they're the only ones that import fresh, everyone else does frozen. Yeah. So I'm like, okay. I didn't know that's the same guy.
Yeah. Good. No wonder it's, when I first had it and I was like, this is good. This is actually uniquely good for
That's the thing. So I think like the complaints that I've got on the stories, people replying to my stories, is I think people went in with the expectations of having a £2 chippy from the UK. And if you're going in with a £2 chippy mentality, it's not that. It's like when you used to go to like a gastro pub in the UK, fine dining, you have a really quality fish and chips. You pay through the nose for it, but it's worth the quality. That's what I think this is. So if you go in with the right mentality, you're going to have a good meal.
You want a good, proper...
If you want a £2 chippy in a piece of paper...
You're just not going to get it.
You're not going to get it. You're not going to get it.
I think that's a fair assessment. That's, I'm glad you liked it.
You liked it though? I loved it.
I
loved it.
It was good. It is good. And it's better now than when I first... I had it when it first day one opened and they had just like the fillets.
It
was in the fish. Now we have the full fillet. And it was like 120 dirhams.
And the funny thing is, I managed to meet the owner, like one of the owners. She's a woman, English woman. And she was... I said, how do you end up running a chippy? She goes, oh, well, the funny thing is we found this space and I wanted to open a specialty coffee shop and an art gallery.
Oh.
Then my husband and his mate got involved, and a couple of weeks later, now I own a chippy. And the thing that is named after the other owner's daughter, she's called Sailor. So Sailor. So I was like,
that's
cute. I like that.
That's good.
But drop your prices a little bit.
I mean, I think 90 dirhams is reasonable, fish and chips. I generally think it is. I don't think that's... From Dubai standard, I think that's actually...
Did you deliver it? Did you have it delivered?
Bro, I live upstairs.
So no, you went in...
I walked downstairs.
You walked down and got it, yeah.
Because
I'd be interested to see how it delivers with that batter, because sometimes...
I literally live 30 seconds away. Go down the lift and I'm there.
Yeah.
Okay, let's rattle through... I can't misspeak, bro.
Rattle through a few meal.
More. Right, I went to Naib Handy. The one you recommended. Do you remember that?
Yes. Handy. Oh, I had it today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Absolutely delicious, actually.
Yeah.
Went there, we got the chicken handy, and then we got the mixed grill.
I do love a handy.
Oh, I love a handy. You know when you wake up in the morning, you're like, I fancy? I just fancy handy. A lovely, lovely handy. Stop winking at me. You know what? I'm in the mood for a handy. Everyone knows the feeling.
Can't fault a handy.
I love a handy. Smother me with handies. Yeah, so I had a chicken handy, had the mixed grill. Great quality product. That's what I was quite shocked by. I think the quality of it. It's obviously been stewed for so long and the chicken's still moist. Everything about it, I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Did you have the Afghan naan?
The Afghan naan.
Huge,
hanging,
isn't it? Yeah.
But wrap me up in that bad boy.
Yeah.
I'm going over.
It's like a blanket. It's like a big bread blanket.
Love it. Next one, I went to Rivas.
You did go to Rivas.
Lovely guests on the show.
Yes.
Came along and told us about these beautiful Iranian restaurants. So I went to Rivas.
Yep.
Loved it. What do you think? I think it was good. I think it was good quality. What we ordered, again, like the mixed grill.
Yeah.
Kubide kebabs. Yep. To be fair, if I went back again, I'd just order the Kubide kebabs.
Yeah, Kubide
and it came with chicken. And it came with like a trough of rice.
Yeah, they love rice.
Unnecessary.
They do love rice.
Unnecessary.
I don't know. I can't like it.
No way.
Pot of lurpak. On the side?
No, but you had the mixed grill and then it came with, honestly, it felt like 5 kgs of rice.
Yeah.
Like a mountainful. I'm like, I don't need that. Yeah. And we ordered some bits of bobs anyway. Delicious. Loved it. Go on then. One more, but you go ahead.
Okay.
And that's in the mall in Jumeirah, by the way.
Surprising one, actually. Came from a referral friend of a friend. Yava, Wassel 51.
Yava.
Mediterranean ingredients used to build unique dishes. With a Palestinian flair.
Wow, okay. I'm getting confused there now.
So we start off, we have the bread with butter infused with Palestinian orange. Mm. Za'atar and chili. Very nice touch.
Yeah.
Then, here it comes. One of my all-star dishes. All-star top dishes in Dubai. Wasn't expecting it.
What?
You know Greek, you have saganaki. Yeah. Feta cheese and phyllo pastry baked as a starter.
Yeah.
Feta cheese... But instead of phyllo, kanafa.
Oh.
Served with honey.
Okay, feta honey goes, so it's like crispy.
So it's
like
crispy, really it's like a kanafa. It looks just like a kanafa.
It looks like a kanafa.
But inside is feta cheese. So it's like, it's really salty, but creamy. Then you've got the crisp of the kanafa. Then you've got the sweetness of the fresh honey.
That sounds delicious.
Reza and I, we were like, shit, this is legit. This is like, wow. Reza was like, this is one of the best dishes I've had all year.
Whoa! And yeah,
like, I talk a lot of shit, Reza doesn't. Yeah. He's like, that's one of the best dishes I've had all year.
Wow.
Then the next one, you've had chicken moussakin.
Yeah.
With all the sumac. Yeah. They do it in a pretzel. They bake their own pretzel. Then they brush it with olive oil.
I'm going now.
They brush it with olive oil and they bake it. So the outside is all crispy and then the inside's like doughy and soft with like chicken and onion and sumac. Dipped in Palestinian yogurt. I was like, who the f*** are these people? Where have they come from?
This is wild.
Then they say they're the orzo specialists. So they do... Yeah, so instead of rice, orzo, for people that don't know, it's kind of between a rice and a pasta.
It looks like big, big chunky rice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they do four different types. Chicken meatball, lamb shank, hamor, and one other, I forget about it, beef rib. We went for the lamb shank and I decided I wanted the hamor and I'm not a seafood guy, right?
Yeah, you're not. It's interesting.
Had that hamor, beautiful. I was going to say something, but I'm not
allowed
to. Okay. Also, it's like cooked. I think they've put feta cheese in with sun-dried tomatoes, some olive oil, some lemon, really, really fresh. The orzo's spectacular. And I hate orzo. Yeah. I'm not a big fan.
Do you not like it?
It's just slimy crap.
I don't mind.
I hate it.
I don't think I had a proper orzo.
Yeah, no, we had that and I was like, but honestly, the feta kanafa, my God, and that chicken moussakin pretzel. Like, once you put those on the table, all of a sudden everyone's ears pick up.
Yava Wassel 51. Love it, guys. Keep doing what you're doing. A big one there from Alex. Right then, should we jump on to in the news?
Yes. You say your good news and I'll say my horrible, terrible.
Okay, let's go. Oh, okay, I think I know what you're talking about. Okay, two good announcements. One, Pitfire is collabing with Miss Lily's.
Oh, yeah.
Which tonight, me and Alex are going to go to Dubai Hills, Pitfire, to try their new collab pizzas, really.
Beef oxtail pizza.
I can't wait.
Talk to me.
I can't wait. Anyway, that's going to be quite exciting. So we're going to go there tonight and try it. So I think that, is it only in certain restaurants?
I think it's only in Dubai Hills one.
Only Dubai Hills. So go down to Dubai Hills, try it out for yourself. We're going to have an opinion. If you follow our socials, you'll probably would have seen it by now. Also, Dubai Food Festival 2024 has started 12th of April to the 12th of May. So around the city for a month, there's going to be pop-ups and different kind of food activations.
Yes.
And one of those food activations, as you probably do know, is our beach canteen, Etslat Beach Canteen.
Yeah.
Which we are going to be there. Got delayed because obviously the big old floodies.
The great flood.
And it's open from tomorrow, which is the 25th of April. So go down there. It's open from 4 p.m. onwards. I think it's 4 p.m. to midnight. So go there, enjoy it. Lots of activations, lots of foods. We're going to be there talking nonsense to film our food podcast. You will actually hear that next
week.
Next week, yeah. You'll hear it next week. Yeah, so we're fully excited for that. So go there, enjoy it.
To give you some clarification as well. So Beach Canteen has always been known for me. It's like new concepts come there first and then they go on onwards and upwards. Nice, okay. So whenever I go there, the only thing I'm looking for, new concepts.
Yeah.
So we're going to go around, we're going to hunt out all the new concepts as well as like the other guys that are there. And then the podcast, we will be talking about where you need to go when you go to Beach Canteen.
Now, hopefully,
we'll do all the hard work for you. You just listen to our lovely podcast.
Exactly.
And then go spend your
Hopefully you are listening to this on the Friday.
Yeah, that would be good.
Hopefully it gets released. And we are actually going to go, I'm definitely going on the Saturday.
Yeah.
So come down if you want to go have some pictures with Alex.
This Saturday.
Yeah, this Saturday.
It's going to play golf, but
play golf in the morning. We're going to go in the afternoon.
Yeah, anyway. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I might play golf with you. I'm actually playing on Saturday as well in Abu Dhabi. Golf. Love it. but yeah, we're going to be on Saturday. So if you come on Saturday, you'll see us.
Yeah.
We'll be there floating around trying all the food.
Okay.
One more.
Yeah, you go.
A part of obviously Dubai Food Festival, Restaurant Week. Remember Restaurant Week back in the day?
It used
to be only Jumeirah restaurants back in the day, I think. Anyway, Restaurant Week is back. If you go on the Dubai Food Festival website, you'll find a link to the Restaurant Week. And there's 50 outlets all around Dubai doing concise.
They do like set menus.
Set menus
and
from like.
And stuff, don't they?
From 125 dirhams to 250 dirhams. But they do it in restaurants which maybe some people probably reserved.
Yeah, like expensive restaurants.
Yeah. Some people are like, so I don't want to really go there and spend that much money. But some of these restaurants, like Il Borro, probably for example, a high end Italian restaurant in Al Nassim. They're doing a set menu. I think it's around 250 dirhams.
It's good. It's a really good concept. I've never really made use of it too much.
I've done it all the time. Every year I do something from a restaurant.
Just because, like, I don't know, I'm just don't go out for dinners anymore.
Go treat your bloody soon-to-be
wife. I might go treat my soon-to-be wife.
Exactly. So that's all around the city now. Go make the most of it, because I think it's a great concept, and it just makes you try restaurants that you probably might have not tried before.
I like that.
Like it. Anyway, that's all the good news. Alex has got a bad...
Okay, so everyone just, you know...
If it is this, what I have...
Grab a tissue. Play the violins. Can we cue the violins?
Yep. Right, Yasmin's like, violins. Shut up, Alex. Stop getting me involved in this.
So, how do I say this?
It's ridiculous.
Sorry, I'm just...
Yeah.
It's just a lot.
It's fine. Lot. No, I understand. I get it.
Because we've had so many great memories in there.
I know. Yeah.
Our beloved Fibber McGee's is now become a non-smoking restaurant.
This is so controversial. That's actually fucking good in the grand scheme of things.
No smoking in Fibber McGee's. What are you going to say next? They're not allowed to have ants on the table? Or they're going to have to fix the chair that Don Wright broke two years ago that hasn't been repaired?
Or clean Guinness glasses.
Or clean the carpets. Yeah, you're going to walk into Fibber's and it's going to smell nice. Not on my watch, it's not. It's an outrage.
It's an old man's pub.
All right, I'll let it slide. If you don't want people smoking cigars and cigarettes in there, I get it. People are eating. It's a restaurant. Okay.
Agreed.
Vape, it's water vapor, mate. It's water vapor.
Fruity flavors.
So what am I going to do? I'm going to sit drinking a lovely pint of Guinness, eating a fry up and eating pork scratchings. Yeah. And then I'm going to go outside sunlight.
In the sun.
I go to Fibber McGee's because I don't want to see sunlight.
That's true.
Cold and dark.
That's true.
That's the reason it's the best bloody pub in the world.
What you're going to do now. Or you actually might get healthy.
I'm going to lobby it. Mr. Fibber, if you're listening to this.
I wonder why they've done that, you know, actually.
I think what I was about to do was threaten him on the podcast. That would definitely get us shut down. Mr. Fibber, if you listen to this, what are you doing? I know, like, put up a fight. I'll back you.
Put up a fight.
I'll back you.
We'll sign a petition.
Leave Fibbers alone.
I'm on the fence with this one. This is a weird
vaping
thing to do.
Come on. You should be able to vape in a pub.
No.
I don't think you need to. Never see eye to eye on. Never see eye to eye. It's a shambles.
All right then, boys and girls, let's move on to the best segment of this show.
Yeah.
I had this brainchild. It's not even my idea.
I'm still worked up. I'm trying to calm down.
Let's bring that energy next.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll redirect it.
I saw a video on a food bracket challenge.
You're watching food content.
I know, exactly. And I thought, we should do a food bracket challenge based on restaurants globally and locally. Now, if you don't know what a bracket challenge is essentially you have, in this scenario, it's two restaurants against each other, right? Mm. There's another game, which is two restaurants against each other.
Yeah.
There's another matchup. Basically, the winners of that one face the winners of that one.
Yeah.
Like a knockout phase.
Knockout
like a tournament,
challenge.
Like a semi-finals, quarter-finals, finals, yeah, basically. On two sides, right? So we have decided to do Dubai fast food ultimate winner. Okay?
Yeah.
So I have got I'm trying to film this here now.
I'm going to have to be really careful because I work with half of these. The winner is McDonald's.
Exactly. So I have selected 16 restaurants.
Okay.
Right? 16 restaurants which are going to go head to head against each other. Now, what I've done, I put all those 16 restaurants in a kind of random wheel generator.
Yeah.
And whatever two restaurants were picked,
we pitted them against each other. And the good thing I briefly scanned this document that you've spent a lot of time working on.
I have, yeah.
I like the fact that you've got regional fast food outlets as well as international ones as well. So it's not just like the big boys.
Exactly.
You've got some regional ones.
Exactly.
So how's it going to work? Well, you're just going to ask me or we're going to discuss?
We're going to discuss together, bro.
Okay.
We're going to stuff together. So the restaurants, I'm just going to tell you what the restaurants are, right? And then we can go through it. And I'll tell you
because you're going to be saying the matchups anyway. It's going to come.
Okay, fine.
Keep us suspense.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. Okay. See? Right, so match one. Game one. Subway versus Wendy's. What's your initial thoughts?
Subway.
No way.
Mate, Subway.
Over Wendy's?
Yeah.
No, okay, defend it. Why? Why is Subway better over Wendy's?
Because Subway, you can have all the days. You can have... You can have it any way you like. You can have it for breakfast. You can have it for lunch. You can have it for dinner. If you're hungry, you have a foot long. If you're not, you have a 6-inch.
Yeah.
You want to be healthy. You can have the veggie options with unlimited salad bar. Mm. You don't want to be healthy. You want something guilty. You go for the Italian guilty with extra meat and protein.
I get it. I do like Subway.
Cookies.
Right?
Do I need to say any more?
I don't know, but I love
Pitch
the Wendy's.
Pitch me on Wendy's because I've literally never
the
had
Wendy's burger.
I've had it once. I've had it twice.
The Dave's number one Wendy's burger. First of all, they're square, so that should be a finalist elite thing anyway. Regards to where it ends up.
What, so it doesn't? It has corners. Is that what makes food taste good? Corners.
I could confidently say that Wendy's is one of the best fast food burgers you can get.
So what do we do now then? Yasmin, Subway or Wendy's?
You're a vegetarian, so this is not going to help, but you got to tell me.
Bang. Fine. Thank you.
Right, Subway goes into the next round. Next one, okay? McDonald's, Hardee's.
Oh, if you listen, hold on, listen to that. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
That's somewhere in the world, Poulton is screaming. Our mate Poulton loves Hardee's.
He's a fierce Hardee's fan.
I'm going to say McDonald's because when he introduced me to Hardee's.
Yeah, I do love Hardee's as well.
He was like, get the superstar burger with a burger wrap on the side. You open the wrap and the wrap see-through. And I'm eating this thing and I'm like feeling this pain in my chest. And my mate is going, he goes, oh, my chest hurts. And I was like, mine does too. And then Jay Poulton looks at us and he goes, it's great, isn't it? With a massive smile on his face.
I love that.
I grew up with McDonald's.
McDonald's OG.
I love it.
All
it
right,
so much.
Okay. So that match. So the next matchup is going to be Subway McDonald's. But we'll go for it. Right. Pizza Hut. I know what you're going to pick up. Pizza Hut or I'll bake. Let's just go Pizza Hut. There's no way you're picking I'll bake. Pizza all the way. Pizza. I've had pizza. The beef soup supreme is an OG. I love that pizza.
Do you remember growing up when they had the ice cream factory?
Yeah, ice cream factory, the salad bar.
Do you remember the Tekkers where you used to get the big piece of cucumber, put them around the edge?
Yes!
And then you just stack it.
I thought that was just me.
No, that was a hack. That was a hack.
There must be a picture. And then
bacon bits.
The croutons.
Croutons, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
my dad used to make
just literally pizza hut salad bowl all day long.
That is elite.
Yeah, and then the ice cream factory growing up as a kid. Someone needs to do an ice cream factory over here.
I'm sure they do, right?
Wait, have you ever had an ice cream factory over here? Unlimited ice cream factory?
Maybe because we're adults.
New concept.
Good. Pizza, I think that wins it for
me. Yeah, pizza.
Okay then, what about German Doner Kebab versus Popeyes?
Never had Popeyes.
Okay, Popeyes, fried chicken, obviously American.
Is it American? I thought it was Filipino.
No, that's another one. I know you're talking about Jollibee.
Ah, yeah.
That's coming up later. Popeyes,
I say German Doner Kebab.
You know what? I do like a Popeyes.
You love a Doner.
I do. Ain't no way that's
getting round to it.
You know what? I'm not going to even talk about it yet. German
with
Doner
the waffle wrap, the waffle roll.
They've gone downhill though recently, and it's pissing me off.
They used to be elite. Oh my god!
They used to be so good. Now I'm just
with the Belgian waffle roll.
I don't know what they've done. Something's gone wrong with them. But it was an elite dish. Right. Okay. Next matchup. Right on the other side of the tournament. Mm. Right, that was the left side. Now we go to the right side. If you watch this on YouTube, we'll have the graph up so you can see as well.
If you're not,
huh?
Get on YouTube.
Yeah, if you're not, what are you doing? Or watch our reels.
If you just tuned in, well done for logging
into
YouTube.
Thanks, guys. Right, next. Papa John's versus the old Colonel. The old KFC. Oh,
no contest.
What are you saying?
KFC.
I agree.
The Colonel, mate. Do you remember the mini fillet burger in the UK?
Yeah.
£1. For a mini fillet burger.
Mate, the Zinger Tower meal.
Oh, Zinger Tower.
The Zinger Tower is unreal. They've only, you know what? They started to introduce something similar now because it used to be the hash brown will really kind of set that apart. They brought it back. Brown. They brought it here.
Yeah, yeah.
But they do it in like a fillet burger size though. So you have the fillet burger with the hash brown and it's not classed as a Zinger burger. It's just like its own little thing.
Zinger Tower box meal and the Big Daddy box meal. Oh my God, with the gravy.
KFC is elite in the UK. It's mid here.
If anyone's like literally...
Do you know what I mean?
If you ever go to the UK for the first time, just walk straight into a KFC and get Zinger Tower box meal.
That's one of the things I get when I go back to the UK. Like, I have to get.
No contest.
Right. Oh, this one's going to be... I don't know, actually. Next matchup is the Humble Jollibee versus Five Blokes.
Five geezers.
The five guys.
I'm going to go with the geezers.
I think. Have you had Jollibee?
No.
Okay, well.
That's why.
Jollibee again.
Have you had Jollibee? No, you're vegetarian. You want to?
They do.
Really? Do your friends like it?
It's huge. It's good. Huge Filipino brand.
Okay, we have to go to Jollibee.
I've done a Jollibee. I do love a Jollibee.
But.
But They do is random. They do like pasta as well, right? And it's dead. It's dead. Okay. I'm sorry. It's like pasta with a little bit of sauce on it. I don't know. You shouldn't be going there for pasta. But I think it's just, it's a cultural thing, right? Yeah. That they have the pasta. It's part of Jollibee. I know people love it. The guy at work loves a Jollibee. Irvin, I know you're listening. He loves it. Irvin. He'll get it for lunch, right? Really? You get the chicken and the rice, right? Oh, my God. Elite.
Chicken rice bowls, though. I'd do that.
Yeah.
So, chicken rice bowls.
I do like Jollibee, but I have to save. It's good five guys.
Oh, you get a good Five Guys?
Yeah.
You might as well. Life's complete at that point.
It's a big elite dish.
I remember once my co-worker, Nish, he used to have a secret recipe, and he was like, I was like, oh, I'm not too funny. He's like, literally, piece of paper, slid it over to me on the desk. He goes, get that. Wicked. And I can't remember what it was. It was both types of onions. It was the shredded onions, the raw onions, mustard, ketchup, and like a couple
you
other
like
things.
To reveal this.
It's not the full thing. Disclosure. I haven't got the clearance for it. But like, he got me this and I had it with a double patty. Oh my God. One of the best burgers I've had.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Double patty?
Yeah,
I mean, it comes double patty.
Oh, yeah.
Triple patty is what it's annoying. No, our friend Dom ordered an extra patty once and he nearly had a heart attack. He legit nearly did. All right. Next matchup is Takado versus Burger King.
Okay, which Takado are we talking about? When they first came to Dubai, when they were actually doing big old burritos?
Big old
or are we talking about now the shrinkflation Takado?
Like I said, on that pod, we spoke about it before, I had a Takado recently, big old boy.
I tell you who has had a shrinkflation on their wrap. Duck Cook, if you're listening,
the chicken one.
Your boy knows how thick your chicken Caesar wrap used to be, and you've definitely shrunk it. And you think I haven't noticed? I've noticed. Now I'm on
taking the piss.
I'm on the fastest growing food UAE podcast, and I'm talking about it. So yeah, get the wraps.
Well, you know the guy now.
I tell you what, the wrap from McGettigan's
chicken wrap. It is an elite dish.
It is an elite dish. And your dirt bag,
salt bag,
fuwa.
Sailors do a spice bag.
I had it. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's good. Not like McGettigan's though. McGettigan's just another level.
Fine. I'm going to try that.
So we're
Takado versus Burger King.
I think, for me,
I'm going to say Takado because I do love a little Takado bowl. I do like the burritos. Yeah. I think it's a good old homegrown. I think it's a homegrown brand as well.
I've never been a Burger King guy.
Neither have I. Burger McDonald's. King shit.
Yeah,
it's
Burger
shit.
King. Yeah,
it
sorry.
Is shit. I've had it here. I've had it in different countries. I just don't like it.
Pretty sure I've got a proposal out with Burger King.
What is the best? You know what? Actually,
I'm gonna say Burger King. Actually,
I actually really like Burger King. You know? Their Whopper
is
have it your way. Is that
flame grilled, just like the King likes it?
Ah, that is. Yeah. You know what?
Totally impartial, but I think I've changed my mind.
Sorry,
we put Takado down for now, but just note it on the record that I wanted to put Burger King.
Right, the next matchup. Right, this is a local bout.
Oh, I like this one.
Zatarouzé versus Operation Falafel.
This is easy for me.
Okay.
Because one of them has seen your boy in some horrific states at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Your boys at Operation Falafel downtown, my God, they've helped me countless times.
You know what? I'm going to agree with you. The Zatarouzé was one of the first kind of, was it a Lebanese restaurant?
Yeah.
One of the first ones I visited when I was in Dubai when I go. Yeah. There. As a young man, I had a spicy chicken wrap. And I was like, what are these flavours? Love this. But now I've not had it so much. But Operation Falafel,
I told you my story about the scooter?
I have a sad story about Operation Falafel.
Have I told you one about the scooter?
No. Tell me and the lovely listeners about the scooter.
So my go-to used to say, I come home like completely legless. And I used to, I'd order my Operation Falafel. And as it was getting ready, I'd walk and I'd find one of those e-scooters. And then I'd drive the e-scooter back. I'd get my Operation Falafel and then I'd ping it down the boulevard.
Yeah.
I'd go home and then I'd eat my Operation Falafel.
Love it. It comes in a big box as well.
Big box. I'm riding. Can barely see.
Riding day.
I come around this corner. The front wheel just completely slides out. I stack it large, right? In front of M. Sharif Cafe. Now, if you ever known M. Sharif, it's got floor-to-ceiling windows. It's a Saturday night. It's packed, right? I've fallen off this scooter. Falafel's gone everywhere. I'm on my hands and knees trying to get my falafel back together, right? In the back. And I'm like, I hope no one noticed. I get back on and I go home. I wake up the next day and I look at my phone and I've got a DM on Instagram from one of my followers. Hey, bro, that was a pretty big crash last night.
Oh, this is when you were just food. Oh, mate.
I stacked it. I remember looking up and everyone in the restaurant was looking in. I was just like trying to get my falafel back together. Oh, mate.
Ah, it's so bad.
Oh, that's, God. That's so funny.
That's okay. I ordered Operation Falafel on Christmas Day once because I was on my own. Anyway, so that goes into the next bout. Right, so we have...
So we can rattle through these now.
We have our semi-finalists.
Yeah, come on then.
It is Subway versus McDonald's in the first semi-final.
McDonald's.
I'm going to go McDonald's.
Yeah, 100%.
Second one, Pizza Hut versus German Doner Kebab.
Pizza Hut.
Are you going Pizza Hut? You know what? From recent form, German Doner Kebab, it has to be Pizza Hut.
German Doner Kebab, take it back like you used to. You know, you might win next time.
We have now KFC versus Five Guys. Match three. That's a big one now.
KFC versus Five Guys.
I think everyone knows my love for the spicy fries. That is a dish for me.
You know what? KFC over here, it goes to Five Guys. KFC back in the UK, it's going to go to KFC. Just because I was raised in the UK, I'm going to go KFC on that one.
Oh, okay.
Five Guys is so bloody good, though.
Five Guys is very good.
I kind of want it in the final. Though. It is heavy, yeah.
It's about 3,000 calories.
KFC's not.
No, but you can order differently. But if you're having Five Guys, you're hibernating.
Yeah, let's do that. Sorry, I'm just doing my post.
Which one should we do? Should we do KFC or Five Guys?
KFC. Do KFC.
Yeah, okay. Right. The next bout, semi-final number four, is Tocado Mexican Kitchen versus the Operation Falafel.
Operation Falafel.
You know what? I'm with you on that one.
Never done me wrong.
I was going to fight a bit at Tocado's corner, but Operation Falafel does bad.
Yeah.
Right.
What'd you get from that? I get the beef schwa massage.
It's been ages since I've halloumi, I got it.
Hummus, falafel.
I just, whatever I fancy. I like it when you get a little bag of falafels. I like the little.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that.
They're good.
Right. So now we have our quarterfinal. It's a big quarterfinal, guys.
Go on then.
It is obviously McDonald's versus Pizza Hut.
McDonald's. No contest.
What are you ordering? What's your order?
McDonald's?
Yeah. What's your order?
I'm going to give you a hack.
No, I'm going to give you a hack.
I'm going to give all of you a hack.
I'm not going to give you a hack. I'm going to give you what my order is.
Best burger, without a doubt, Big Mac, flavor-wise. But then, doesn't really fill you up. But the Big Tasty does. But I don't like the Big Tasty sauce. I get the Big Tasty, but I ask them to put Big Mac sauce instead of Big Tasty sauce.
Oh!
You're welcome.
Okay, I don't like the tomato and the Big Tasty.
With a cheeseburger for dessert.
Oh, okay. All right, my order, when I'm being a slob, large Big Mac meal. Six chicken nuggets on the side.
Only six?
Let me finish.
20 nugget share box.
No. Six on the side, right? Because I don't want to waste food. Fillet of fish. Ooh, solo. Rogue. On its own. Impeccable. That is the most underrated
someone
burger.
Someone said this to me. I don't think I've ever tried one.
You never had a fillet of fish?
No.
Mate, the fillet of fish is all elite. Anyone I talk about McDonald's, have you had the fillet of fish? Fillet of fish.
All right, I'll try that. Okay, easy, McDonald's, no contest.
Yeah, got him. Right, next one. This is an unusual bout. KFC versus Operation Falafel.
KFC, sorry, Operation Falafel. You've been good to me, but KFC has also seen me in some
stuff. I'm with you there. Right, so we have the finale now. After all of that, we have... Guys, you're listening. Right, this is... You got... I think you have FIFA World Cup, right? You have the Super Bowl, in terms of like 2 and 3. Now you have Savage Appetites, number one fast food restaurant in Dubai.
Yeah.
We have to debate. Okay? Now, it's McDonald's versus the old Colonel, right? He's there swinging around with his little white beard. McDonald's, you got the clown. What was his name again?
Ronald.
I think he's been discontinued.
Ronald McDonald.
He looked a bit like a pedo.
He used to have all his friends as well. Those weird...
Yeah, the little Grimace. The burglar.
Grimace, the burglar. Big purple Grimace.
Yeah. It was kind of cute. Right, so this is a hard one for me.
Thing is, I've grown up with both of those.
Yeah, so have I.
They've both been good to me. The fact...
Okay,
yeah.
Tell me... Okay, so I know what your McDonald's are. Tell me what your KFC order would be.
Fully loaded Zinger Tower meal, but instead of the hot Zinger wings, I'd get a piece of white chicken.
Okay, that's fine. Now, tell me your Dubai order, though. Because this is... The orders need to know this.
This is going to make a clear cut. I never order KFC in Dubai.
Have you ever...
I've ordered it 3 times and had the times.
Yeah. Well, my order is either 3-piece dinner meal, spicy fries, large, spicy fries, spicy fries, spicy fries.
Mm.
And then if I'm feeling extra hungry, I'll get a burger or I'll get the Twister. The Twister wrap is sick.
Twister wrap, yeah. Their wraps are decent.
Okay. I think I know what I want.
I'm going to go.
Should we, on three, should we say?
Yeah. So one, two, three, draw, yeah?
Okay.
All right.
One, two, three. McDonald's.
Oh! Yes, come on!
Right, there we go, everyone. We have the number one fast food restaurant in UAE, in Dubai, decided by Savage Appetites through a wonderful bracket challenge is McDonald's, everyone.
McDonald's. Well done. The Golden Arches.
You had a tough old fight there, but I think it's a just win. Now, I gave this to a couple of guys at work.
Okay, yeah.
And my partner.
Yeah.
Five guys won. Pretty much every single time, five guys was the
winner. Interested to know where they're from, though.
Australia, Philippines,
yeah,
Ghana, and the UK.
Really? Interesting.
The UK, sorry. She picked McDonald's.
McDonald's, yeah. McDonald's. I think McDonald's owned the UK. They were the mafioso in the UK. The Happy Meal, what a great marketing activity.
It is. I also gave it to a colleague who is vegan, and she has been for 9 years, to do this, and she ended up with Popeyes being the winner. And she's not had half of these.
Tell her to go and have the impossible meat burger from Pickle.
Yeah.
That one's sick.
Yeah.
Do you agree with our verdict?
Yes or no?
Yeah. Let us know in the comments and on social media. Just message us saying, you boys are crackheads. You're wrong.
If you want, actually, the kind of image,
So
you guys can play at home.
Yeah.
DM us. I'll send you the PDF.
For only 300 dirhams.
For 300
and
dirhams.
And a fee.
And a handshake.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much. I know it's been a bit of a delay. Hopefully you listen to this on Friday, and then that means you can meet us tomorrow.
Yeah.
A Saturday. So if you're like, you know what, I'm a bit bored. What are we going to do on Saturday? You can head to Beach Canteen, see me and Alex. We'll be there from around about 4-ish onwards.
Yes.
Drop us a message. We'll say hello. We'll share some burgers with you.
Yeah.
Maybe go to McDonald's.
Yeah. We want to hear your feedback as well. Come down and tell us what we need to do better.
Maybe Yasmin will be there. Who knows?
Oh, yet to see her.
Get to see her. Anyway, thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
See you next episode, people.
Bye, friends.
Good night.
Goodbye. Savage Appetites.